Richard, a case of victory more important than performance almost tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I think we look rusty, and there's always a problem when you come off the back of an Amlin, two Amlin Cup games, I think. 80-point win, a 90-point win, where you're not really tested. Sale, having had games against Cardiff and Montpellier, were a bit more battle-hardened than we were. We were rusty with a lot of our work at the line-out and various bits of accuracy and game management against them. The two teams in the Amlin Cup, of course, we've just run everything. We haven't had to worry about kicking, and today some of our game management need to be looked at, because I think we've played a lot of rugby in our own half and got a few problems for ourselves. But a lot of spirit there. We weren't at our best by any means, but we just had enough to repel Sale at the end.
You'd feel a bit sorry for Brian Redpath, I think. They probably thought they should have got more than a bonus point out of the game.
Yeah, I would have thought so, with all the pressure they had in our 22. That has been our problem a little bit this season as well, but you've got to put those chances away, and they didn't. They had enough possession, enough territory in our 22. There was some heroic defence, you know, epitomised by Paul Hodgson right at the end, really, that he epitomised the effort of the whole team. And considering we haven't done much defensive work in our last two games in the Amlin Challenge, some of our defence in the second half was absolutely superb, particularly with the forwards. Great defence around the fringes to repel them time and time again. So a great effort on our part, but I would think, yeah, so we'd be pretty disappointed they haven't come away with a couple more tries.
Vastly game at Wasps, and today line out let you down. What's going wrong?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask one or two others about that. It didn't function today at all. I mean, it was windy, I know that, but it was just not good enough. And you know, particularly with what you set up one more on the far side of the pitch, and I was watching the line out, and then suddenly one of their players were running up towards our touchline, and that led to their try. And how that occurred, I don't know. It was our line out, we set them all up, and then one of their players came out with it. So that sort of thing there is just poor accuracy. And frankly, I was quite surprised. It was only a fantastic bit of play by David Lemmy that we managed to turn around, I think, 16-8 at half time. But the way we played and the accuracy, really, to go 16-8 was quite surprising. We were quite lucky to go in at half time. But then we faced a wind in the second half, and I thought it might be a bit tough that. But we conjured another try up, which to save us, and hanging in at the end. But it was, you know, Sale, it was a massive game for them. You know, we all know that they had to win this one, really, because they're staring down the barrel at the moment, 0-7 now. It was such a massive game for them. On the back of two Heineken Cup games, they threw absolutely everything at us and played some great rugby, but we just had enough.
Mm. Lemmy, a real predator's try, you could say, out of nothing almost.
Well, he's, you know, in your team, the good teams have normally got one person that can do something outstanding to score a try out of nothing. With Tuilagi's done it for Leicester over a number of years, and even if Leicester weren't playing well, suddenly you'd batter through somebody and knock through three people and score a try. Sometimes your patterns and your strategy doesn't work, you just need a flash of brilliance, and that was a real flash of genius, really, and that's what he's been signed for. He can create a try out of nothing just through a solo effort, and it was an absolutely outstanding try.
Hey, you thought you got your correct back row out today. Did they perform as you'd expected?
Let's put it this way. I thought when Dean Schofield and Chris Jones came on, we looked a little bit livelier. We looked a little bit more organised and better. Those two made a difference. So it's tricky. It's tricky. I've got to go back and have a look at the selection again. But one or two things worked today. One or two things didn't work with the selection. So everyone's working hard, and there's competition for places, but it's getting that right balance of the team. And probably tonight may not have been the best balance on the actual night.
Mm. Paul Hodgson okay at the end?
He seems okay. Yeah, he's walking around. I mean, it was a fantastic tackle. And he's having come back from a severe concussion at the end of last season, to actually have the guts to try and make that tackle in the corner was outstanding. It just shows what a character that he is. But that was a great, great try-saving tackle. Saved us 2 points. So if Cipriani had converted the try at the end, you know, to draw it, we'd have lost 2 points out of that. But as it was, you know, his bravery and fantastic effort in the corner has got us the 4 points.